Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Show. Producer Tom Turbrock and Katie Cruz are here. If you're watching on the stream, we got them on the big screen.
So
tune in. Anything like on the stream, you want to ask a question or make a comment, we'll try to get to you.
Yeah.
Tom, you got a bandage in your hand?
Yeah.
Masturbation accident?
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, Glove, but I did get a call from Guinness Book of World Records. First person to blow out the shoulder.
Congratulations.
That. Hey, I got to make money somehow.
All the way through to the spine on this
one. I got to make money somehow.
It's only
somehow.
Fans. I mean,
right,
come on.
Exactly.
You may have to get Tommy John.
but it is doing things crazy, and this isn't being bad, doing things left-handed.
You can't say that on KMOX.
He meant writing.
I'm talking family show, Turbock, family show.
I'm talking all kinds of stuff. Using the restroom,
right,
etc.
Hey,
signing documents.
Thank you.
But
yeah,
look, you're using
you.
That other side of your brain, the thing
what?
You were striving to. Yeah, exactly. There's that.
Very well. Again, I
Sorry,
said on the way
scrap
here,
that. Reverse.
The heart attack did not help the synapses at all. Zero.
Katie, what are some of your fondest memories of your time with the show?
Some of the segments that were just fantastic. Let me just say too, even though it was just silliness and craziness and scariness, the Halloween shows just will always live in absolute broadcast radio infamy. They were just so fun to do for as scary and goofy as they were and are.
And people don't realize we were doing that before the whole crazy.
Everybody else was
way
doing that.
Before.
Yeah, that was your brainchild to do that before the Ghost Hunter shows were even on and a thing. I mean, the paranormal people were out there, but they weren't broadcasting this kind of stuff. And I remember the laughing until I'm crying. I mean, just so much of
those
that.
Those were the days of the laughing, yes.
Love the story, your stories, the childhood stories. I mean, it's the stuff that everyone is always, always going to remember. Yeah. And the people, they would just continually, they just tell us, I'm sure to this day it's happening for you guys. Pulling over because you can't even drive because you're laughing so hard. Like people literally saying, I think I peed my pants.
We had three accidents.
Remember, he had to pay for three mail boxes because people were laughing so hard. They kind of steered and took out three mail boxes. But you know what, Katie, you hit it right on the head. The joy, it was such magical radio because we didn't prepare, I'll say it.
No, it
because
was all ad-lib. Everything was ad-lib.
And that's real radio.
Yeah.
To me, that was real radio. But the joy and the laughter and everyone's like, well, you're just a laugh track. I'm like, you guys don't know me that well because you really have to hit the right spots for me to laugh hard. Well, he knew.
Where, oh, he knew how to get you. He knew, absolutely.
He knew where to hit, but
it was a variety show. It is a variety show. I mean, it brought something to the table. We talked Holocaust. And then we talked buffoonish stuff. And then we, you know, and I know the priest and rabbi. I mean, I think that those segments just, they mean a lot. And the show, and I always have to hail back to our early days because we were all growing together. Everyone, no matter which side of the microphone you were on, we were all kind of growing this thing together. And I think that's what caused such a bond and such a kinship.
Amen.
And it just was, it's such an important show. Always has been.
That's
so important on every level. And that's when I look back, I'm just in awe that I was even able to be a part of this at all. And to be going, you know, 10 years strong, man, there's a lot of things in life I would not change, right? You all know that? This is absolutely one of them. Oh. I would not have turned back. I would only turn back the clock to do it again. And I wouldn't change a thing.
I'm with you, dear. Those were some special years. I will remember them to my grave.
Yeah.
And it was very special. And I think your glove used the line. It was ad lib. And even if it's on TV or radio, that's the hardest shows to do. But we knew each other so well.
It's a natural
and
chemistry.
We knew how to feed off each other. Mm-hmm. And Dave, having the IQ he has, knew how to manipulate Dumb Rump Jones. I almost had ass on there, but I didn't. He knew to say, and then after it would happen, I'm like, he said, as I'm speaking to myself, he just set you up for 10 minutes for that.
I
just wasn't smart enough.
You
but,
would just hang on everything.
It was joy, though.
Oh,
it was special radio.
Absolutely.
That's why, Dave, you should be so proud. 25 years, my brother. That is phenomenal, and you're still a young man.
A natural at this, Dave.
Yeah.
Just a God-given gift to jump in and do this and bring all of
Amen.
This to the people.
Not
That's
many
why you're
can
here 25 years later.
Remember when,
it's special. Yeah.
Remember when we brought three people in because they would call up going, oh, you guys got the easiest job in the world. Anybody could do that. We brought them in and let them host
when
the
Glove
show.
When would be on vacation or something?
Well, no. Even when
we were watching.
Even when Dave was there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
One of them cried.
Uh-huh.
And three of them left.
Yeah.
But they at least said before they did, I apologize, I was wrong. Because you think it's easy. So 25 years, Dave, so very proud. And yeah.
Does it feel like a blink of an eye, or does it feel like, wow, it really has been a 25-year ride?
I know it's a cliche, but it's really both.
Yeah.
It's really both.
I get it. I get it.
And it's just, like Nick texted me this morning. He's like, how you feeling? I'm like, I'm overwhelmed. Like, I have so many emotions. One thing we should talk about, though, is the show is always, it's always been comedy first. And it's always been trying to make people laugh. But as Katie said, we would talk about anything. We still do. Religion, philosophy, politics, everything. We take everything on. But the power of the DGS, the good that it's done, is what I'm probably most proud of.
And you should
you
be.
Should
the
be.
Legacy's insane,
I didn't
dude.
Tell you guys this.
You should be.
Kevin Raich. But earlier this week, we had some ladies on who have a rally this Saturday for abused women.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard from them today, 12 women called them from the segment because they're in abusive relationships.
Wow.
And are getting out.
So now they can get help.
Yes.
That's
Gosh.
Awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
That's great.
I mean, and that's the kind of stuff that it's easy to lose sight of.
It is.
Correct.
I mean, but I saw so much of that. But there was so much interaction, especially back in the day when the band, you know, out with the band and doing all that. We had so much interaction with the listeners in our younger skin.
Yeah.
And we were just inundated with in our face what the show meant. And again, the laughter, I mean, what laughter best medicine? No cliche there, but no truer words. And just the healing power that you gave to so many people and still give to so many people just in that healing essence of himself. But yeah, look at that. 12 especially lives this possibly week, changed.
Right. Dave, you saved some lives there, man.
Well, it's not, it truly, I'm not just being like, oh gosh,
I know
no.
you're not.
But
I know you're not.
It's like, for example, we've raised almost $700,000 for Operation Food Search over the past 6 or 7 years. Over 1 million kids fed because of these guys. It's because of the audience.
Hard to wrap your head around, right?
DGS audience, and hello to all you, and we miss you, Katie and I do, is one of the most loyal listenerships of any radio show I have known throughout my whole career. And I'm talking anybody. And it started again. It started organic. And Dave's talent, which we knew, Katie and I are like, that boy is so messed up. It's beautiful. with a high IQ.
What a beautiful little disaster.
Yes, exactly. But so proud of you, man.
You know what it all comes down to? I was driving in today trying to put it into a package, the whole 25 years. And if you really distill it down, if you really just set fire to it and find out what gold you have left at the bottom, it's so simple. The DGS for 25 years has just been a vehicle to give hundreds of thousands, millions of people a little relief. Life is hard.
Oh, right. My God, yes.
My life's been hard. I know your life's been hard, especially the last few years. People out there are struggling.
Yes.
You never know what's going on behind closed doors. Everyone, right? And if at the end of my career, at the end of my life, if what you can say is this guy, along with his pals, gave a little relief to a bunch of humans.
Mm-hmm. Amen, Dave.
And there it is.
And you still do, and that's so well said. You... Again, you take the people away from everybody. Everybody's going through something. And you are a relief in this show, and the fans have always been. So you should take that away, Dave.
I think also it sounds so dopey to say, or I'm going to wax philosophic, as Glove always says.
Do it.
But I think radio probably found you, to be honest. I know you fell bass-ackwards into it in the first place, but I really do think that maybe there was something bigger in the universe that was working to bring you in like you did, and especially to this forum, because I think that radio is and will always be so incredibly special because of the intimacy that it is, because of the power to connect. And a captive audience, a lot of, who is in their car right now, you know, that's where you listen. And that's where, when you've got that windshield time,
and
man.
Trust.
And that's when you really need just to let your brain go and just turn it up and just hear what's going on, you know.
And they trust him.
Yeah,
and they
absolutely
trust everybody in the studio here.
Yeah.
Because it's real. And again, I'm so very proud of him. I mean, again, we were there from the very start, the first day.
Yeah. You couldn't make up. You can't formulate. You can't construct. You can't create on any whiteboard the chemistry that we had.
And I mean, we're kind of bearing the lead here. It is a ridiculous miracle that I ever got a show. Jeff Allen texts me today and he's like, congratulations, proud of you. It's like, hey, thanks for your patience. And he was like, yeah, we had a lot of really interesting conversations about you in your first 6 months.
Sure.
Meaning they wanted to fire me.
I remember Dave. Sure.
And just the fact that someone off the street with zero experience, that would never happen today.
They wouldn't. Oh, no.
You're surely not going on PM Drive in a top 20 market.
You got that right.
No, Dave, you're absolutely right. And radio is kind of most digress from that. Going, are you kidding me? But again, you use the word magic, Katie. It was magic, and just still keep it in that bottle, my brother, because you still have it.
Thank you, my friend.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 222. Happy anniversary to 97.1 FM Talk down the hall. Mark and Andy and all the guys. Tried to get Mark on today, but I think he's sleeping. You know, he's a morning guy.
What do you mean you think?
I think he's sleeping.
So if you're just tuning in, we have producer Tom, Real Rock Turbrock, and Katie, KC Cruz, who are just my original OGs on the show, and a lot of people, so many people, it makes me so happy, on the stream are originals. Like, they've been with the show for 20-25 years.
That's beautiful, yeah. Man.
So that's great.
And we love you and miss you.
And just to show you how things don't change. On the break, Tom was talking to Katie about reconnecting. And Katie said, "This is great. Why don't you just text me the address?"
I said, text me your address.
Text me your address. And Tom goes, "Mine?" And she goes, "No, Glover's. Yes, send me yours." You always have to follow up with Tom.
There you go. That's okay, though. That's what makes you brilliant, darling.
Things haven't changed much, no, my brother.
You know what, though? Thank goodness. You know, I don't think I'd change a thing about any of us.
Maybe a little smarter would be nice, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, but it's 64
it's
now.
It's slipping away,
I'm kind of taking hold of it now, going, hey, you're not going to change anything now. You're 64. Just ride it out.
Got that right.
How about that time at Disney when you got so drunk and you were so hungover?
I don't remember that. No.
Clearly,
but you didn't help me.
Like,
again.
Legit, just don't remember.
And here's what happened. My brother could have helped me. We had Mark Anthony was along. He was more or less our handler, but he didn't care because he left us alone and went drinking and did all kinds of stuff. Who knows what?
Truth.
But we were at the bar one night, and Mark can drink. You know, he was a drinker. And we started doing shots.
A lot of stories start this way.
Dave didn't tell me till the next day that Mark wasn't doing the shots. We were doing shot for shot.
He was just doing water.
He didn't do them.
So Coke in one of them. Yeah.
I remember Dave almost was climbing over from room to room to get to me because I had the door locked. But
yeah, I scaled the outside.
He did
and jumped onto his balcony
at what floor?
Second.
Oh, okay.
And I slid open the glass door. And it was like a tomb. It was so dark and dank. And then in the corner sat Tom looking like Marlon Brando from Apocalypse Now.
The horror.
If he had been made, if he had been made out of earwax, he was greenish gray.
Oh. A color one doesn't see ever.
And dude, I almost didn't make the show. Which Jeff would have been very upset, but we made it. And I remember you would get upset at me because when we were at Disney, you know, Kyle, you kind of turn into a child, and I'm still a 64-year-old child. And we had the studio looked out onto the park. Every day at 4 o'clock, when we were on, remember, they would have the parade.
Yeah.
You could be in this deep conversation, and I'm like, it's Winnie the Pooh. He's like, for the love of God, quit looking at the parade. I'm like, it's walking right by, and they also had the stormtroopers.
Now, when I got mad at you at Disney, was because of your stolen valor.
No.
Yes.
No, I know what you're going to say.
I know.
Does it have to do with race cars?
Yes, it does. Tom, we've already established, has terrible motion sickness. And so before I drove the NASCAR 160 miles an hour by myself, we had to take a van out and go about 5 miles an hour around the track to make sure there's nothing on the track. Tom was like, I'm sorry, my palsy. Even that would make me sick. And I'm like, that's okay, brother. You just sit here and have a good time.
So far, so good.
So I'm wearing the whole
I don't see a problem.
Fire suit and the helmet, and I'm driving 160 miles an hour, and brr, brr, your days of thunder. And I get out, and they're like, stand next to that car, and let's take a picture of you in your fire suit. I'm like, I earned this. So they take my picture, and you know how you go up later, and like you pick out the proofs?
Yeah, yeah.
Right next to mine, this son of a bitch is standing there in a fire suit next to a NASCAR with a helmet under his arm.
I looked like a bloated NASCAR racer. But no, Dave was upset, and I'm like, they asked me to, and
you didn't earn this.
No, nobody can prove that I didn't.
Oh my gosh.
didn't.
You weren't even in the pace car.
Well, Dave. How about no? How about when we were walking to get massages? Not me massaging you. We were going to massages.
That was a different time.
At Disney.
Oh, wait. We have to tell this one after the break.
Okay.
It's too good a story. People are asking, why didn't Close show up? He'll be here at 4 p.m.
With the Oats fan.
Could believe for all the world that you were my precious. Times most of all.
On KMOX 233, 25th anniversary show.
Things never change.
Tom Turbrock and Katie Cruz are here. My son Nick is going to be here at 3. So my daughter Phoebe is going to call in at 3. That's going to be a hard one.
Godchildren, and as you heard me speaking to Phoebe earlier, I feel like I've let them down. But I still have enough life where I could make up for that.
That's weird. They feel the same way.
Time and time again have they said it.
You just keep throwing me bounce passes.
Katie, I'm just like.
It's a good thing you got one bad hand,
I still can't learn. I can't change. I set him up. I teed it up. I even spit on the ball, cleaned it off, and boom.
Oh, gosh. That's awesome.
Rach, how sweet was that when I put Phoebe on the phone?
So sweet. So nice. And today has just been like a really emotional day. And it's been so cool for me, like just getting to watch you get so yeah. much, like everyone's celebrating you today, and it's just really, really nice.
Yeah, I just got a text from Kelly Wilde who said, I'm watching. She said, your face is going to hurt from how much you're smiling.
Hi, Kelly.
Yeah. Hey, Dave's Kelly, have, how are you doing?
Cheek workout today.
I can feel it in my, but this was, we've been training for this for a long time because this is how it was so many of the shows when we would leave. It's just like, oh my gosh, my temples hurt because it was just too much sometimes. It's crazy.
I do have a question from my cousin who's a big fan of your show.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Because I don't and I should, but again, you had me a little off the rails a bit, as you were great at doing. Do you remember your first sponsor?
Yeah, I sure do. Priscilla's, the sex shop.
Oh my gosh. Well,
where fun and fantasy meet. That's right.
I gotta look for that.
I think I still have a bag of things somewhere.
What do you mean you think you do?
So, I'm just saying.
It's just on the car.
That's a given. It's in his back seat.
Wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah, Jeff Allen, my boss, didn't know it.
Oh my gosh.
He wasn't happy.
The first one he heard where I'm like, aisle five, there's a sale on the Hindenburg.
Right. And, Manaconda, you would use
that's
also.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
And I still use a lot of your phrases like for Flofnik and also per tank.
Oh, yeah.
I use them, still use them.
We had a kid in our neighborhood, Wheels. You know, in every neighborhood, there's that kid.
That was me.
And instead of saying pretend, he'd say per tank.
Per tank?
He'd be like, why don't we get together on Saturday and just per tank we're Iron Man? And I'm like, per tank. Sounds good.
To me, exactly. I'm like, hey, it works.
I'm feeling it now.
It works. So you were going to want me to bring back up, or you could set the story up.
Yeah.
So the Disney massage.
So we're at Disney, and Disney is just...
And I've never had a massage.
Falling over themselves to, you know, putting us the front of line and free meals and the whole bit. They're like, we have an excellent spa, and we'd love to give you guys Swedish massages. And so he and Mark and I all go in and put on these white terry cloth robes.
I look like a fat ninja.
Sans the mask.
And, buddy, it was... I couldn't get that deal around me.
There's a little gap.
It was a belly shirt. Yeah, it was like a belly shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a little gap. Yeah. And the massage. Didn't you get in a fight with the massage lady?
Yes.
Oh, stop it.
Because I've never had one before. And they thought, oh, he's a big fat man. He can handle this. And they go in for the hard massage. You know where you have like
the
soft
tissue.
The hurdy one.
And I'm about a minute into it because I'm like, that's way too hard. No, I'm not into that. Finally, I turn around. I go, if you don't stop right now. So I walk out with my head down. And you guys are out there going, that was quick. What happened? I said, me and the masseuse got into it, and she probably could have kicked my rump.
But remember
walking there with our boy to the massage, and he had his umbrella. Do you remember what happened with the umbrella?
Yeah, but not exactly.
He was using his umbrella.
Oh, yes, I do now.
He's walking his umbrella, and we're walking down a sidewalk.
And he's using it like a cane.
He's using it just kind of like he's used to it. Click, and I'm behind him, kind of like close enough to Katie and I. And he gets it stuck, glove, in the crack of the sidewalk. So it does a bend back. He lets it go, hits me square in the jewels. So that was before we even got to the massage. They're like, hey, do you need a massage?
No.
Yeah, but I don't think you do that here. That was on the way there, Glenn.
Oh, my gosh.
All right,
you might have got that kind of massage. They could have brought Minnie in.
There you go. That's true.
Disney, remember they put us in that room where it was like on a roller coaster.
Star Wars.
And you saved me. That's one day you did save me. Because I was starting to get motion.
We're doing the Star Wars ride, the old one. And there's about 20 people or so, and we don't know what it's going to be. And like I said, Tom has terrible motion sickness. So here comes like C-3PO or something, right? And all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. And the platform we're sitting on is going up and down, and there are TIE fighters everywhere. And I look over at him, and he looks like Large Marge from Pee-wee. And it's so loud, and I just grab him, And there's this robot that's like, and I've always heard, like, if you get seasick, look at the horizon, and I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, watch the robot. Just look at the robot. And it's just like, it was.
And he did try to actually help, and knock on wood again, just like that plane flight, I didn't vomit.
No. You
I
rarely
was close,
did. Did you
buddy.
Make it to warp speed?
I was, buddy. No, I was. Oh. And again, I'm like.
And he
like,
didn't tell me. That's the first time I knew he had motion sickness.
Oh, my. So, and those simulators are rough. Yeah. They're cool, but they're rough.
Oh, my
God.
And then remember when I first saw Tigger when we were out just walking to. Park.
I know Tigger does.
I may have knocked a few children down on the way because I sprinted.
He cut in front of children.
And
they were in a line to meet
grab
Tigger.
The big hug?
And he moved right past them.
Oh.
I don't remember no line. I'm just saying.
Sprinted right past it.
And I thought to myself, imagine being, like you said, the person inside that costume going, look at this poor, slow old man
coming
running at,
me.
At full speed because he loves Tigger. And I'm singing a song.
I wonder where his handler is.
And right. And I was singing his song, Tiggers Are Wonderful Things, bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. And he's like, oh, boy. Oh, boy, security.
That's awesome.
Disney was fun.
How about, let's talk about the Exorcist house.
No.
Oh, what about it? I remember. So, gosh. 3 or 4 days ago, I was out with some people, and someone brought this up to me. Wasn't there a priest at that house?
Father Jeff.
Father Jeff.
And I said,
he left.
I said, huh? As a matter of fact, there was, and here's my Father Jeff story. So when we go in, I think it was right after the great unveiling to the listeners because they did not know what was going on. So everyone's trying to collect themselves and decide who's going to stay or who's going to go. And Father Jeff heads toward the front door. And I was kind of in that area and he grabs my arm and he like moves me out the doorway. And he goes, Katie, here's the deal. I am not staying as planned. And if you're smart and I know that you are, you don't stay either. You need to be right behind me. And then I was like, but Father Jeff, it's the show. We've not even cracked a microphone. Katie, listen to me, he says. You need to be right behind me. Of course, I wasn't. I stayed, but it was to see Father in that state
of mind.
He
didn't say that to me.
It was the last thing we needed there. I needed a strong, bold priest. I got a wimpy priest.
Yeah.
Remember, I followed him out to his vehicle because Dave asked him to do a prayer. I could have outdone him on that prayer. He was making stuff
he
up like lollipops, what have you.
At a moment, you don't want to be mailing stuff in.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And I'm following him out to the car going, that's the worst prayer I've ever heard in my life. Father, thanks a whole lot.
Did you really say that?
Yes. Oh, gosh.
My
gosh. And he didn't give me the warning he gave her, because
no.
If he would have, I would have said, glove,
gotta go.
Due to the Lord above, God wants me to leave.
Can you remember when we left and I called you and I'm like, we're talking all the way
home. We, you know, we did that at one, it was two of them we did that, but the Exorcist one was like legitimately like, okay, no one gets off the phone until we're in the driveway.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, go, ready? Here we go. We just talked about everything the whole way home. Yeah.
And they left me hanging. I'm waiting to speak.
No conference call.
And I keep looking in the rearview mirror going, please don't see something.
Oh, I know.
Please don't see something.
True, right?
Well,
because there was something that felt so legitimately real about the vibe in that house.
It was the owner.
It was everything about it.
Skulls, upside down crosses in the Exorcist house. We walked in on my call.
This was this guy's like legit decor. Was like,
yeah.
Like it wasn't staged for us to be there. Surprise!
He loved it.
This is this cat's life, like how he lives.
And do you
remember
when we pulled away that night? You could see through his big picture window. He was sitting there in his living room watching The Exorcist.
If you can even.
Which
pretty great.
Some awesome host that is 25 years into the business today made me sit and watch because I was opened my mouth and said, I never watched that movie and I never will.
Right.
They had me watch it in the house.
All right.
Ugh. You know, because life is cruel sometimes, Tommy.
Yeah.
God, remember how terrified those people were.
Oh,
I felt bad.
Be, dude.
I felt bad.
Well, I wasn't expecting that reaction, but again, I don't think It's the exorcist house. Oh, you know, whatever. We have some fun with this. But I don't think any of us expected the energy that was really in there. And I'm not some big like, oh, get your crystals out. It's a full moon.
No,
you're right. It literally was. And I'm like, does anybody else notice this? Because, you know, they say that vortexes are the travel throughs, right? You know, like, oh, if there's a vortex, they can get from here to there. Well, the trees that were right in front of
that
house,
I was gonna say,
were all bowed in. It was one of those, there's like the whole subdivision. The whole subdivision had those row trees, big, beautiful ones.
Right.
And all of the trees on either side of this house were bowed in. And they were the only ones on the whole street.
That was our first sign we shouldn't have walked in.
Yes. It was insane.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, I'm like, the vortex is pulling the trees in. Oh,
I am not going to sleep tonight. See, why'd she do that, man?
Quick break, right back, DGS.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bad guys, DGS and Cable X, Human and Chime, 3 p.m. It's the 25th anniversary show. Thanks to everyone who's listening. Thanks to everyone on the stream, everyone commenting. Producer Tom Turbrock and Katie Cruz are here at the top of the hour. My son Nick's going to join us. My daughter Phoebe. A bunch of people are saying we have to talk about the Abraham Lincoln interview. The gay Lincoln.
It's good to laugh again.
You know what? That's probably the first day of the DGS.
That's where you turned a horrible situation, and partially thanks to me, not all, but partially, Rachel being a producer, Dave wanted to speak about Abraham Lincoln, which is great. Honestly.
Honest
so
Abe.
I called this gentleman up that wrote a book about him, okay? And I didn't spend enough time really with him.
Not really. Not a lot of time.
Maybe just kind of very briefly, one might say.
I should have maybe stayed on maybe a minute more.
Didn't quite get the niche.
Right. I didn't quite pick up on what was going on. So, you know me, I'm like, sir, can you be on? He's like, yes. Done. Thank you. We'll call you 3. Click. Well, the poor man, God bless him, had kind of a speech or breath or breathing impediment.
Never heard it before or since.
Kind or since. And glow.
He was like a tea kettle.
It was, yes. It really was. And I'm over there demoralized. And it really was the start of the DGS because Dave, once we hung up on him, and this happened more than once when we hung up on people, Dave starts to do his impression. And even I can't do it. I wish you could, but remember you're calling.
Remember used, like they, it was
used
yesterday.
To call me the rail splitter and stuff. I mean, his comedy just jumped out to where I started crying. So he turned.
It was all about Abe being gay.
Right.
That was the book.
That was the book.
Okay.
Right. That was his theory.
With the high voice, the whole thing. And if you saw Martha, you can kind of see why. Well, I'm sorry. Wrong wife.
Martha, I was going to say, George Mary Washington
Todd.
Might have a little.
Exactly. Yeah. Mary Todd Lincoln.
George Washington's like, hey.
So you really somebody don't blame him. But that's the day Dave turned it into an hour of us crying because
the whole rest of the segment was this guy's voice coming out of Dave's body.
Well, it was so great because I was so new and I didn't know what you could say on the air. So I was, give me credit, I was trying to be judicious about it.
You did it.
And then the Dave Glover audience reared their ugly head.
And then that just
and they were
fed.
Calling up, they're like, hey, I heard he only came through the back door at the White House.
Bingo.
And,
like,
and it just went exactly. off the rails.
It went from there, yes. Yes. I could still remember that because I was demoralized for one going, well, maybe you should have spoken to him maybe 30 seconds longer to hear him do the old. It was like he was breathing through a tube or something. I mean, God bless him.
Bless his heart, right?
But
exactly.
Once they opened the Pandora's box, Dave, that was one of the funniest shows.
I tell you what, the listeners came in. They were hard in the paint, man. They just weren't letting up. It was one hit after another.
How about
another.
The time when I took the phone call, the lady was complaining about me, and I pretended to be the phone screener?
Yes.
And Tony Colombo was on the floor, just like in convulsions.
Right.
So,
there were so many times that happened because, again, unscripted show. It was spontaneous.
Right.
And that's hard to do. The freaking rail splitter. Oh, my God. And I can't do it. I'm not even going to try to do it. I could still hear Glove's voice because he mimicked him.
Perfectly.
To the T.
Perfect.
Oh my Lord.
Gosh.
Sometimes the best things start off as the worst things.
No doubt.
Right?
Well, yes.
That was kind of the beginning of the show, was just taking crap and turning it into something funny.
Because then the next day, it was just more or less when Jeff kind of gave up, when you broke him.
Oh, we broke him.
Dave, he would just say, you guys go to lunch.
Yeah, we didn't even meet.
It would happen during lunch.
And Dave, then we'd all sit down. That was it.
Dave would say, no, save that for the show. I'm like, I'll forget by 4 o'clock. That's 2 hours.
And Jeff
from
would always have a heart attack if I went on vacation because I was leaving you two unsupervised. Yeah. And he'd be like, "You're only going to be gone for like 3 days, right?"
Is that that's how it is when Rach is out now?
Yeah. Oh, nothing's changed.
Poor Jeff, because again, Dave broke every rule that I was taught in college, but he made it work, and it shows we didn't need those rules. But he broke every rule, and Jeff would try to just stand up and go, "In radio, we do not do this." By the time he really got into his stride and started to make money for the company, and we got the ratings.
Too late.
Jeff
would just close his door.
Jeff
would
go there.
It was a sliding glass door.
Right.
The show would start, and you'd just see that door full, like, and that was it.
He would play like he wasn't tuned in, even though he listened to every
funny
second.
All right, quick break, right back, DGS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.